Good morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Today and every Sunday, the nursery is open in the educational building next door. We would like to extend a cordial welcome to those who are visiting with us today. We are happy that you are here. Please acknowledge your visit by signing the caring book as it is passed around. If you have no church home, we invite you to make it with us. Simply place an I wish card into the offering plate. Call the church office or contact Reverend Pate. The deacons will be hosting Hot Dog Sunday today after church. This is a very casual event for the congregation. We hope you all will attend. Reverend Pate will be on leave of absence June 15th through and including June 22nd. Next Sunday, we will have a guest minister, Reverend Angelini. Leonard will return to preach on Sunday, June 26th. The deacons will not be meeting during June or July. Their next meeting will be held during August. There is no Sunday school, junior church, or choir practice during the summer months. Vacation Bible School is planned for July 18th through the 22nd. If you are interested in helping, please contact BJ. Ernie McFadden is in St. Margaret's Rehabilitation Center after being hospitalized at Passavant for a stroke. The doctors say that he is doing well and rehab will help him regain his strength. He is in room 405 at St. Margaret's Rehab, and visitors are welcome after 3 p.m. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Please join us by singing the hymn of praise, He is Exalted, on the screen.
Lord, we have come to see that our lives fall far short of your glory. Lord, you have given your life for us and poured out your Spirit, yet we fail to return your love with all our heart. Too often, we are selfish and proud, ignoring you, Lord, and neglecting others. Lord, when we do not truly trust and obey you, we are overwhelmed by self-pity, fear, and worry. In Christ, we are given a sure hope and secure love, yet we follow false hopes and desires of this world. Father, through the redeeming death of your Son on the cross, by your Spirit and through your Word, transform and renew us to follow you with joy. I now ask that we take a moment of silence for personal confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
Join the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, and ascended into heaven. The third day he rose again from the dead, he is ascended into heaven. Sit on the right hand of God the Father, from majesty shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please join in greeting God's family. You go now. I know you feel a bit so.
Please turn to page 662 of the Red Hymnals and join me in the responsive reading of Faith 662. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
By faith, even Sarah herself received the Holy Spirit, even beyond the proper time of life, since she was considered faithful.
Therefore, also there was born of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called."
Would anybody like to submit any prayer requests? All right, let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Dear God, we pray you hear our prayers for hope, help, and happiness. Lift us up to your presence and let us feel near to you. Please open our minds to prayer and help us to see what you've given us. We pray for our friend Sue, who's having a really hard time with her family and lots of family deaths and such. All our friends who are in the hospital for various types of surgeries, illnesses, and any sort of health deficiency, we pray that goes well. And we pray for our friend Ernie McFadden. He's been struggling lately. And thank you for this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
Please join in the hymn of preparation as is here on the screen.
Scripture reading today is Psalms 27, numbers 1 to 14, and I can't find what page it's on. It is on page 477. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me, uttering slanders against me, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with the shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Thou hast said, seek ye my face. My heart says to thee, thy face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Turn not thy servant away in anger. Go, or thou who hast been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Ye, wait for the Lord. A Psalm of David.
Good morning. When I was doing research on my sermon, I found this story online. It was about a national magazine that assigned a photographer to take pictures of a forest fire. They told him a small plane will be waiting for him at an airport so that he could go and fly over the fire and take photographs. When the photographer arrived at the airstrip, it was just before sundown. Sure enough, a small airplane stood waiting. He jumped in with his equipment and shouted, "Let's go." The pilot, a tense-looking man, turned the plane into the wind, and soon they were in the air, though flying erratically. Fly north to the side of the fire, the photographer said, and make several low-level passes. Why? Asked the nervous pilot. Because I'm going to take pictures, yelled the photographer. I'm a photographer, and that is what photographers do, take pictures. The pilot replied, you mean you're not my flight instructor? Putting one's trust in the wrong person or wrong thing can be disastrous. In the midst of life's struggles and sufferings, we need to know that what we have put our trust in is not going to fail us. We need to know that what matters today will also matter in the future. And that is why we need to put our trust in the Lord. So what does putting our trust in the Lord really mean? What it means is we need to trust God in every aspect of our life and believe in him that he will help get us through. Not just in the bad times, because everybody has a tendency to go to the Lord and pray in the bad times only. I know it's really easy to go to church when you're having a bad time, but if you're having a good time, how many people really think about going to church or think about thanking the Lord? Jesus says to us, we cannot just trust God now and then. We should trust him in our poverty and in our wealth, in times of hunger and in times of plenty, in times of mourning and in times of joy. We must trust God in the present and in the future. We must trust God to be truly blessed. What that means is that we need to trust God, and that will bless us and increase our faith in God. One man who I believed trusted God throughout his life and also through a very difficult time in history was the United States General during World War II. He gave a speech, and I'd like to read an excerpt from that speech, and this man was Dwight D. Eisenhower. This speech was given on June 5th, 1944, right before the Normandy invasion, and this is actually the last ending to the speech. It said, "Good luck, and let us beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking." I believe that he truly thought that if he would ask for God and trust in God, that it would go good and everything would be successful. But I know life is difficult, and that's where we mess up in not trusting God. We would rather trust anything rather than the Lord sometimes. We'll trust our own abilities, in our friends, in our families, in our monies, our doctors, or even an airline pilot. But the Lord, well, that's where we fall short and we really need to, where we really need to work on. We need to be like Jesus, how he trusted his Father to get him through the hard times of his crucifixion, and how he knew that everything would be okay when he carried the cross up to Calvary. We also all need to be like Noah and Paul. When Noah, who was an outcast, built an ark because he trusted the Lord that it was going to rain and it would flood the earth. And because he put the right trust in God, he was successful in surviving with his family. Also, Paul, who was a prisoner after Jesus was crucified, was still able to preach the word of God because he had the trust in God. The choice is up to you now. Will you trust in God for an everlasting life, or will you fall short by not trusting in God? May God bless you. Amen.
Now God himself and our... We'll now have the closing hymn, Amazing Grace, on page 202.
Thank you.
himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To end, he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before one God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Amen.